steeling himself, Scourge stepped inside. The throne room was enormous, 20 meters wide and at least 40 meters long, with an arched ceiling that rose 15 meters above. Apart from the throne at the far end, it was virtually empty. The throne sat on an elevated circular pedestal, several meters in diameter. As Scourge walked forward, he noticed that the throne was facing away from him, its high back effectively blocking any view of its occupant. After a few more steps, the pedestal swiveled around, turning the throne so that it faced him. And for the first time in his life, Scourge set eyes upon the Emperor. The figure before him appeared unremarkable. The Emperor was clad in unadorned black robes, the raised hood effectively hiding his face. Yet Scourge could feel the power of the dark side emanating from him with such intensity that it caused a faint rippling of the air. The Emperor rose to his feet, and the Durasteel doors swung shut behind Scourge with a booming crash. Scourge's step faltered briefly at the sound, but he continued forward. As he reached the foot of the pedestal, he dropped to one knee, bowing low, his eyes focused on a spot on the ground in front of him.
"Rise, Lord Scourge," the Emperor told him, "and speak your peace."
Scourge stood up to address the Sith looming above him. The Emperor had thrown back his hood to reveal his face. His eyes were as black as the void itself. Staring into the hollow darkness of the Emperor's gaze, Scourge's mind flashed back to Nathema, and he shivered at the memory. He tried to speak, but the words stuck in his throat. His mouth was suddenly so dry, he felt as if he might choke. He swallowed hard and coughed, finally bringing up enough saliva to talk.
"3 years ago, I went to serve Darth Nihiris at your request. I discovered that Darth Zedrix was a traitor. He had allied himself with Separatists to kill Nihiris, and I executed him for his crimes. Your service has been noted.